Realtor Rick Harris worked in a casino when he bought his first house. The house turned out to be the real gamble. His wife found an ad for a home in the newspaper that said it could be bought with nothing down.
I came home from work one day. We were living in Reno, Nevada, and my wife said, "We're moving." And I said, "Oh, that's surprising." And she said, "Yeah, we bought a house today."
He soon discovered what they bought.
Funny little kind of 30s cottage house, but it was stuck out in the middle of this funny lot just north of Reno.
It was so stuck out because the seller's house didn't belong on the vacant lot.
So essentially, we bought our house, but we had a 30-year lease on our land.
Harris has now made almost 1,000 transactions. He's the owner broker of a real estate firm in Oregon and the regional vice president of the National Association of Realtors for the Western Region.
If I had known then what I know now, even though it was a surprise to me, and even though if I'd had a realtor involved there, I would have done things very, very differently.
Doing things right starts with the offer, says realtor Rebecca Spitzer. She says writing a check for 1% of your bid improves your offer's chance of being accepted. That's called an earnest money deposit. In addition, prospective home buyers will be asked whether they want a bunch of inspections.
It's this extensive, like 20-something pages to fill out that your realtor would be asking you several questions in terms of, do you want a home inspector? Do you want an appraiser? Do you want to do the lead testing?
Is this all really necessary? Spitzer says yes. She says a home inspector looks at the house to see if anything's wrong.
Checking out the roof, checking out the electrical work, checking out just in terms of everything is working in the house, the systems, the heating system, the AC, the foundation, and if there's any termites or anything.
She says an appraiser then compares a home's value with its neighbors.
An appraiser, can do a CMA, which is a comparative market analysis, and gives you, is basically telling you what the value of that house is according to the current market.
After the home inspection, there's a buyer inspection. A loan officer figures out if you are eligible for a no-money-down loan through the Veterans Administration. Or the Federal Housing Administration may give you a reduced down payment. Spitzer says it's good to have a 20% or greater down payment. Without a 20% down payment, banks require mortgage insurance because the loan is riskier. That will mean a higher monthly mortgage. Realtor Rick Harris says homebuyers then have to remember the other aspects of a loan: the principal, interest, insurance, and property taxes.
Principal and interest are the cost of the loan plus a small amount of the principal balance that gets paid every month. The taxes and insurance are things that people aren't used to paying, and so that's going to be a higher cost up front.
Harris says some costs of home buying are offset by the government refunds.
One of the great values, though, in owning a home is that your property taxes and mortgage interest that you pay are deductible on your federal return and in many states on your state return as well. So those become write-downs that make it very balanced, the cost difference between buying a house and renting a house.
And you're making those payments for 15 or 30 years. Harris says that sense of permanence is well worth all of the costs of home buying. I'm Jack Howard, reporting for Radio America.